This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Kisisa, which is also Parshas Parah. We begin, of course, immediately after the section on Shkalim, on the importance of taking Chatzi Shekel. We begin the section of the Kior, and we're told that the Kior should be placed Bein Ohel Moed Ubein HaMizbeach, that the Kior is supposed to be placed between the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed. And the question has to be asked, wouldn't it have been better to be before the Mizbeach, the first thing you should meet when you come into the Beis HaMikdash? So the Shem Yishmuel explains that there's a critical lesson here, that when a person sins, he or she needs to go to a holy place, and from there to do tshuva. In other words, a person should not say, I can't achieve this, but rather needs to aspire by seeing what there is to aspire to, and then to achieve it, first through the atonement, and then through post-sin growth. And so that's why the Kior is there, to be post the Mizbeach. We're told at the end of this early section, Ach eshabso saitishmo, or just keep my Shabbos. And we're told, V'sham b'nei Yisrael sashabos. So why does the Shmira concept get mentioned twice? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that the second Shmira is anticipation. My friend Rav Aryeh Leibowitz Shalita explained that we have a special responsibility to anticipate Shabbos and to look forward to it every day of the week. We also read the tragic story of the Chet HaEgel, of which we are told that Moshe was told, Lech Reid, go down quickly. Now, why does Hashem insist that Moshe Rabbeinu go down so quickly? So, the late great Reb Zadel Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, first of RJJ fame, later of Torah Or fame, explained that like a medical treatment, every moment makes a difference. The faster that Moshe got to the people, the less damage the Eagle episode would affect the people. And so he was told, go down quickly, the faster the better. And we're told about the Luchos, HaMechtav Mechtav Elokim Hu Charos Al HaLuchos, that the writing is the writing of Hashem on the Luchos. Now, why is the beauty of the Luchos identified only at the time that they were broken? So, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the famous Shemin Atov, explains that sometimes we only appreciate great things when they're laid to rest. Rabbi Yisachar, friend, Shalita, added that we need to do that with our youth and our elders. We need to appreciate them while we still have them. What a critical, important lesson, especially over the course of this last year with the COVID situation, how important it is for us to pay attention. Anyhow, so Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain. And as he's on his way down the mountain, he is met by Yoshua. And Yoshua tells him, Kol melchama b'machane, there's a sound of war in the camp. And Moshe tells Yoshua, in kol anos givura, in kol anos chalusha, it's not strong sounds of strength, it's not sounds of weakness, just kol anos anochi shomea. What I hear is the sound of rebellion. What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal explained that when everyone is only thinking about himself or herself, it causes massive damage to the group. He added that when we just react without thinking, this is always damaging, and a person has to be aware of that situation. After the Egel episode, most of the Parsha moves rather quickly. And we're told, V'lo yachmod ishas artzecha ba'aloscha, when you go up, you're going to go up to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a year, aliyah l'regel, and no one's going to desire your land when you go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the late great Meir Shapiro, the Lubliner Rav, explained that the trip of aliyah l'regel can't be connected to the physical, positive and negative calculations. Instead, aliyah l'regel needs to be considered from the perspective of the spiritual beauty and the effect, because otherwise it's lost. Rabbi Simon used to say to us that that's why there are no Peros Ginosar in Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure when a person goes up to Yerushalayim, he's going purely for the benefits spiritually. We're told also, Ksav l'chas advarim ha'ela, write these things down, to which the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Amar Aleph explains that the fact that there'll be both a written and an oral Torah is hinted to here in this Pasuk, in Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Chav Zayin. Now, while the written Torah was made available to the nations of the world in the time of Yoshua, Torah Shabbal Peh was not made available, and the same Pasuk also implies that the written Torah shouldn't be recited from memory, rather it should only be recited from a Sefer. Similarly, the oral Torah can't be read from a Sefer, it has to be recited by heart. So the Bali Atosis and Temura ask why we say so many sections of the Torah by heart based on this. So Tosis explains that this halacha only applies to a Bal Kore, who may not recite Kriyas HaTorah by heart when he's actually reading on behalf of the Tzibur. And what about the writing of Torah Shabbat Peh? Why are we allowed to write that down? So Rav Shachter Shalita often quoted from the Sefer Yireim, who explains that the Chachamim never meant to say that one's violating an Aveir if he teaches Torah Shabbat Peh to others from a written text. Rather, the Chachamim were saying that the mitzvah Bishleimusa, the proper way of teaching Torah to others, can only be fulfilled if you teach it orally. If you transmit Torah Shabbat Peh from a text, you're only fulfilling the mitzvah in an incomplete manner. And so when the Chachamim recorded the Mishnayos and the Gemara to serve as the text for the later generations, no Aveira was violated, but it is only that we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shelo Bishlei Musa, and we have to think about that. Finally, this Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Parah. And at the end of the Parshas Torah, Parah in the Haftorah from Yechezkel, we're told Kitzon Adam, Kitzon Kadashim, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek for Bnei Yisrael, says Yechezkel. He's going to make you great as the sheep of man. And the great Rav Yigal Ariel Shalita explained that the land of Israel and even the cities which have the people are really only the shells that contain the potential for Kedusha. It's the combination of the two, the nation and the land, symbolized by the people and the sheep, that reveal the true Kedusha of the land. Now, basing himself on the writings of Rav Kook, Rav Ariel explains that it's the combination of the individual and the group, the man and the sheep, that unite the ultimate Kedusha of man on the land. We have such a responsibility and opportunity to make that unity. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that chance to become Tahorim, to be able to appreciate the Kedusha HaMakom and the Kedusha HaZman while we are appreciating the Kedusha within each and every one of us. Shabbat Shalom to all.